Insulin Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and we're going to be talking about the foundation of our freedom. Now, every month you're going to hear Pastor Whitney. Why? Because we have to rejuvenate in the hearts of the American people an understanding of this amazing document, which is really the only reason America is any different than any other nation. For here is a document that did something unique in the history of mankind. It limited the power of government over the lives of the people. It was a restrictive covenant that said government cannot do whatever it wants to. The politicians can't do whatever they think is a good idea. There are only certain specific things they can do. And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, in matters of politics, speak to me not of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Had they not violated the laws of our Constitution and rigged the 16th and 17th Amendment and created an income tax that was never supposed to be over 3%, and that was only for the very wealthy, after all, those very, very wealthy, why shouldn't they give 1 or 2% of their money to the poor people who need it so much? And that was never, of course, the purpose of the income tax. It was so the government would have massive amounts of money that they would take from the middle class and from the poor to use for their internationalist wars. Long-range planning for long-range goal by people who worship a different god. For since the inception of our country, there's always been a small group here dedicated to using the military and financial power of this nation of ours for their goal, their purpose, which was a one-world government and a new world religion. And believe me, this whole thing centers around the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments and religious values, because they worship a different god. Well, with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, as always, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be on your show and to speak with Americans who truly care about their country and want to see a restoration. That is right. We're talking about a restoration of our form of government. Our form of government is a republic, not a democracy. And I had an interesting conversation yesterday with a group of people talking about this issue in light of a participation I had in a speaking to the legislature about a piece of legislation, and one of the senators here in Annapolis is proposing abolishing the Electoral College because it doesn't reflect our democratic principles. Well, we're not a democracy, and it was brought up to him that we're not a democracy, but he denied it anyway. And these people in power, many of these people in power, they know what the truth is. They've actually been exposed to the truth, and they have rejected it. And they get away with violating the law, which the senator in Annapolis had taken an oath just 2 months earlier before Almighty God to support and to execute the laws of the land, including the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. And he's doing the exact opposite, seeking to subvert it and to change our form of government. And the only reason that senator can get away with the blatant violation of the law is that the American people, the people of his own district, don't know what the law is. And because they don't know the U.S. Constitution, they don't know that this man they have in power is a very dangerous tyrant. That's what he is. If he is breaking the law and specifically subverting our Constitution, he is a tyrant that is to be removed from power by the people through the election process. And that's why we teach at Institute on the Constitution, we're teaching all across America, people need to know these truths so that they can make a wise decision about who to put into office and who to remove from office. Well, for several months here, we've been looking at the Bill of Rights. Very important to remember that the Bill of Rights were designed to be a restriction on the powers granted to the federal government. The first seven articles of our Constitution all grant specific powers to the federal government, and the Bill of Rights is designed to put a wall around that and say, okay, yeah, these are the powers, this is what we permit you to do, but this is where the limit of those powers are. It's like a four-cornered, thick, high, impregnable wall that's supposed to keep our federal government in check. And that agreement we have with our federal government and the Bill of Rights to be put to keep their powers in check is violated so freely and so frequently again today because Americans don't know this law. We talked in previous shows about the Fourth Amendment, and this is designed to protect us from unreasonable searches and seizures. That is, if the government thinks that you've committed a crime, they can only do searches on your person and property and so on if they have a rightly executed warrant. Their third party has looked at the evidence against you and said, well, it's likely you have committed a crime, therefore we're going to give them permission to actually do search and seizure on your personal property. If they don't have that evidence, if they don't have that warrant, if there's not probable cause, then they have no permission by we the people for them to go after you. And the Patriot Act, of course, has completely violated this, and all those who voted for the Patriot Act, including the president who signed the Patriot Act, are traitors to our country. They have violated the Constitution.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting that now we find that the FBI has been getting information on people in violation of the restrictions. They haven't been getting the warrant that they were required to. And what is Robert Mueller's response? Robert Mueller says, yes, they've been doing it. Oh, shucks, I just don't know how that's going to happen. Oh, so we're just so sorry that this happened, and we're going to look into this to make sure that the FBI officials all across America are no longer violating the law, because the law is very specific as far as going after personal information on people without a warrant. But nobody gets fired.
That's right.
Nobody gets censored. Oh, shucks, we're just so incompetent. And that's how they get us into wars. Oh, shucks, well, we made a mistake as far as Iraq. Too bad about that. And, oh, shucks, we never got Osama bin Laden. Oh, well, too bad about that. And, oh, shucks, we didn't know about 911 ahead of time. But nobody's ever, got rid of or punished for a dereliction of duty when we know they were monitoring all of those people, all of the hijackers. So, we've got to stick with the Constitution. Never have confidence in men. Let's find them down for mischief, especially the FBI, to the shame of the Constitution. We'll be right back with David Whitman here at American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, pick the story up.
So the Fourth Amendment protects us if the government suspects that we have committed a crime and they want to investigate to see if there's solid evidence that we've committed a crime. The Fifth Amendment comes into play if they have then said we're going to issue charges against you, perhaps we've arrested you, and the question is, are you going to face a trial? The grand jury is another barrier to check whether if you're going to face a capital crime, charges for capital crime that could result in a death penalty, that the grand jury is a buffer between the citizen and the state, not to determine guilt or innocence, but only to determine whether the state has enough evidence that this ought to go to trial. So when a grand jury hands down an indictment, they're simply saying, we don't know whether this person's guilty or innocent. That's not our decision. Our simple decision is to determine there's probable cause, enough probable cause, that the state has a case that this should be taken to trial. And, of course, the Fifth Amendment also protects us from double jeopardy, being tried twice by the same jurisdiction for the same offense. It prevents compulsory self-incrimination, which is what most people think of when they say, I plead the Fifth. That is, they're referring to the Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate myself, because if you were permitted to be forced to testify against yourself, torture would ultimately be the result, where the government would put all the pressure it could upon you to ultimately force you to confess to whatever crime they wanted you to confess to. So those are the protections of the Fifth Amendment leading up to a trial. In the trial itself is what the Sixth Amendment deals with, the rights of a criminal defendant. The first right is that you would have a speedy trial, and a speedy trial may depend on all the circumstances involved. Second aspect of your defense, your right as a criminal defendant, is a public trial. That is, it's not to be a secret kangaroo court. It's to be public so that people are able to witness what takes place in the courtroom. The press is permitted to be there and to record the events that take place in the courtroom. And our founders knew this was very important because the history of England had a long and sordid history of what was known as the Star Chamber. Star actually referring to the ceiling of the room in which these procedures took place was covered with silver stars. And the Star Chamber was the most fearsome of the government's weapon against its people, because it was not a public trial. It was basically a kangaroo court where the king could accomplish anything he wanted to against any of his enemies, political or otherwise. And that kind of Star Chamber procedures were strongly opposed and fought against, and ultimately there was victory in England. But our founders knew the history of that. They knew if you give government the permission to have a trial in secret, that no public are present, no press, no outside observers are available, then you're going to have an unjust trial system, and the government is going to abuse its power in the courtroom. Sad to say that we're in that boat today. Military Commissions Act means the president has granted power to declare any one of us as a citizen a enemy combatant. Now, he hasn't, and the legislation doesn't define specifically what makes you an enemy combatant. If you're in Afghanistan and you're part of the army of fighting against our troops in Afghanistan, well, then pretty obviously you're an enemy combatant. But what if you're here in the United States and you're opposing the president's policies and you're protesting against what he stands for and you're out in public doing this? Maybe you're on the radio like Dr. Stan and I here saying these things are wrong. This is a violation of the law. Can you be defined as an enemy combatant?
Well, you know, I think, David, the law says if you're, it only applies to non-citizens. But since once you're arrested, and since there's no right of habeas corpus, and there is no appeal to the courts at all. In other words, the courts can't intervene. Once you're arrested, how would you ever prove you're a citizen? They can put you away because you have no appeal to the courts. Now, it's only for non-citizens, but how do you prove you're a citizen? I mean, this is the most draconian law that's ever come about.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the outcry from our religious leaders about, you know, this massive expansion of government power and creating a situation where there is no habeas corpus and where specifically the courts can't intervene even to find out if you're a citizen?
Mm-hmm. And perhaps people don't all know what habeas corpus is. It's that right that you have, a God-given right that you have, if the government arrests you and puts you in prison, to demand, and that's what the writ is, a writ of habeas corpus, demands that the government show exactly what law you are charged with having violated. What's the charges against you? In other words, it forces the government to say, we're putting this person in prison, arresting them and putting them in prison for these reasons, and these are the charges against them. It forces the government to be accountable to the people, such that it just can't choose to put anybody in prison for whatever reason. We don't like these political enemies. They've spoken out against us. We're going to arrest them and throw them in prison, throw away the key. There'll never be a trial. There'll never be any charges. That's the kind of thing that's done in communist Russia and fascist countries like Italy and Nazi Germany and so on when those days took place. So what has happened is, with the Military Commissions Act, we basically have eliminated the rest of our Bill of Rights here.
We know the Patriot Act. We saw this with Padilla. Remember, he was the American citizen who's arrested because he's involved with a dirty bomb plan to use a dirty bomb on the American people. And they kept leaking that information and leaking it. So, who'd want to have this man, be released, so he can attack us? The only trouble is when they finally indicted him, and the only reason that they even brought him to trial was the Supreme Court said, you and the government have violated the law. So they bring him to court, and it turns out that the reason they went after him, they had no evidence on a dirty bomb, that asked him to become an informant. It turned them down, and this is his punishment.
Hmm.
5 years in solitary confinement, torture in American prisons, to the point where he is totally incompetent to stand trial, and of course now his trial will be held in secret. What a terrible and frightening thing, and these things are going on in America under our Christian administration. And our Christian administration is not being backed by, not being opposed by our ministers, because after all, this is a Christian administration, and as long as it's a Christian administration, it's all right to torture, it's all right to lie, it's all right to take us into wars and kill hundreds of thousands of people, after all, as long as it's done by a Christian leader in the name of a Christian cause. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Christian, but what bothers me is the Christians are not speaking out for righteousness. We're blindly following the leadership.
And it's a lack, what it is a lack in the pulpits, and that's part of the reason that, Dr. Stan, I'm involved in the Institute on the Constitution. I recognize my sins of the past, which is not preaching on God's law and how it applies to every area of life, including law and government. And we are in the mess we're in today because there is a drought in our land of the preaching of the Word of God, how it relates to each of these issues, and it does relate to each of these issues. It relates to your rights. When you enter into a courtroom situation and being charged with certain crimes, you have rights that are God-given rights. And as our founder said, the entire purpose of government, the only reason government exists at all, is to protect and secure your God-given rights. And you have a God-given right to a speedy trial, a God-given right to a public trial. And this Military Commissions Act basically has gutted this part of the Constitution, saying, this no longer applies as long as we decree it no longer applies. A very, very dangerous thing. And our founders fought and bled and sacrificed their lives and their fortunes in order to secure these God-given rights, because they recognized this was not something that you could take or leave. This was something that was absolutely essential. Well, in addition to the security of a public trial, the Sixth Amendment gives you the jury trial. That is, a jury that is a representative group of people from your district, your state, if the crime was committed in a certain area of the state, you have a guarantee to a jury trial. And this is actually unusual in the world today. Many cases around the world today, there's a tribunal that meets, that is a bunch of black robe lawyers, and they make the decision as to whether you're guilty or innocent. They weigh the evidence and so on. Not so in our American system of justice, because they recognize, our founders recognize, that judges can also become corrupted. And if you study the Bible, particularly if you read the prophets in the Old Testament, one of the scathing rebukes that they issue again and again is against corrupt judges. Judges who are taking bribes to do injustice in a courtroom. And boy, we have that today, because all the judges, in a sense, are part of a system that has agreed to violate the law. Not all judges, but many judges are participating in what is a violation of the law. So rather than upholding the Constitution of the United States in their courtroom, they're doing what their political buddies, their other attorneys, have agreed and conspired together to do. We have the subversion of our Constitution because all three branches of government, the legislative and the executive and the judiciary, have conspired together to destroy our Constitution. Otherwise, how would something like Roe v. Wade become, quote, the law of the land? It's not law. Judges don't make law. How would that happen? Well, it's only because the executive branch has agreed to go along with the judiciary's usurpation and violation of God's law, and the legislature has chimed in as well, although they claim they're trying to prevent abortion or stuff. It's an obvious charade. They're doing this to persuade the American people of a lie. All three branches of government have conspired together, and when that happens, our founders recognize that's a possibility, that you might have corruption in the executive and the legislative and the judicial branch. Then the rights of the people may be subverted unless you have a check upon the power of the judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, and that is the jury. A jury of your peers who understand it's their duty, and it is their duty, according to our founders, to judge the facts in the case, but also to judge the law. That is, when you're charged with having committed a crime, the first duty of the jury is to compare the law under which you're charged with having broken, compare that law to the supreme law, God's law, and then the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, and if it is a state case, then the state constitution, to find out if that law itself is legal. But I can guarantee you, you will never hear that out of the mouth of any judge in America today. They won't tell the jury, they won't instruct the jury that the jury is to be judge of the law. They will tell them, I tell you what the law is. All you do as a juror is determine the facts. Well, that's exactly opposite of what our founders designed the jury to do. To judge the law and the facts is the job of the jury, and that is to protect us as citizens from an abusive and tyrannical government if the legislators and the judiciary and the executive conspire together. To put it shortly, you know, here's a way to imagine it. A piece of legislation is written by the Senate and the House, and they both pass it through and they pass it on to the president, and we say the president signs it into law. But we know in the back of our minds that actually the judicial branch could weigh in and say, wait a minute, this is unconstitutional. Yeah, even though the legislature passed it, even though the president signed it, it's really unconstitutional. It's not law. And so the judiciary is a check upon that power. But imagine the judiciary passes on it, like they have here with the Patriot Act or with the Military Commissions Act. They said, oh, sure, that's constitutional, or we're not even going to address it. We'll allow it to stand as constitutional. The only check we have against the tyranny of those people is a jury of our peers that says, I don't care that the legislature passed this. I don't care that the president signed this. I don't care that the Supreme Court said it's constitutional. I know the Constitution well enough to say those people are wrong, and they have abused and violated their position of power, and we're not going to allow them to abuse and violate the rights, the God-given rights of this fellow citizen who has been brought to this trial. That's the job of a jury, and I hope that all of your listeners who get an opportunity to serve on a jury will take it gladly, willingly, and eagerly, and ultimately share this truth with the other jurors when they get into the deliberation phase so that the other jurors can do their God-given duty to protect the God-given rights of their fellow citizens.
We'll be right back with Pastor David Whitney. Very well said, David. Very well said.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tanguska Blast, a powerful bioavailable drink, to other drinks. Tanguska Blast, core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tanguska Advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
David Whitney. And before we go on, David, let's get out your website and your telephone number so people will know how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution if they really care about freedom, if they really want to do something constructive and begin teaching others the miracle of the founding document that separated America from every other nation in the world and created here in America a land where, at least for a short period of time in history, men could truly be free. Go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, our host kit, which is a method by which you can communicate with any group of people the truths that we're talking about here on the radio program, our host kit is a 12-week, it's designed to be a 12-week series where you go through 12 lectures by Dr. Eidsmo, a constitutional law professor. And Dr. Eidsmo explains the history behind the founding of our country, explains the biblical worldview of law and government that our founders espoused very clearly in their writings, and then gives you a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These are essential for anyone to function as a citizen. After all, how are you going to know who a good legislator would be, or a good president or a good governor, if you don't know the standard by which to measure them, and that is their adherence to and their understanding of our Constitution. And this host kit is available to purchase. You could go to our website. Our web store is at www.iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Or they could call us toll-free if they want to order a host kit with us, and our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. I want to encourage the listeners that anyone can do this. You don't have to have any background in law, history, or anything at all. Actually, it's to your advantage not to have that background, but just to be an average citizen, show it to your family. Gather a group of friends together in your living room. Talk to your pastor. And I tell people, if your pastor thinks that this may not be a good idea for his church, have him call me. I'd be glad to talk to any pastor in America and encourage him that he needs to use this program to train the people of his church to be Christian citizens, to fulfill their God-given calling to be a citizen in this nation as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really an aspect of what it means to be a fully devoted follower of Christ, a disciple of Christ. So people across this land can take our nation back and restore the Constitutional Republic by teaching this program, hosting it with their church, with their family group, in the community. And we're encouraged as we see this moving forward out across the nation.
Very good. Okay, we'll pick up the story from there.
Returning to our Sixth Amendment, so we have a right to a speedy trial, a right to a public trial, a right to a jury trial. The fourth element there in the Sixth Amendment is the right to be informed of the charges against us with sufficient particularity and sufficiently in advance in order that we can prepare a defense. In other words, the trial is not to be one to railroad you into a conviction. It is to give you a fair opportunity to see the charges leveled against you, which have to be, of course, charges specifically from specific laws that they claim you have violated, and it has to give you sufficient time to prepare an adequate defense. These are securities, again, against the government just abusing its police powers and abusing its judicial powers against the citizen. And in addition to that, the fifth protection you have there in the Sixth Amendment is an ability to confront and cross-examine your accusers. So if they're charging you with a crime and they say, well, you know, we've got all these witnesses against you, say, wait a minute, these witnesses have to appear in court and I have to have the opportunity to cross-examine their testimony to see if they're lying or if their presentation of the facts is incomplete and they've missed something important that someone else can fill in. So an opportunity to fairly and justly defend yourself against the accusation. And as we know, that often what takes place in federal as well as state courts is the snitches are actually getting, well, not paid directly, but they're getting an advantage to testify against you. Often they'll have somebody arrested and they've got a list of charges against them, and they're going to drop some of those charges, or they're going to lower those, they're going to do something to the advantage of this person so that they won't serve as much time in jail if they'll be a snitch against you. And if you have the ability to cross-examine that person, then you can reveal that they are gaining something by testifying against you, which would certainly color their testimony. And if the jury hears that, hopefully influence the jury to say, wait a minute, this person may not be telling the whole truth here because they're doing it to their own advantage. So the ability to confront and cross-examine your accusers is the fifth protection. The sixth protection related to that is the force of subpoena, that you can subpoena witnesses to testify for in your defense. That you can force people to be there in the courtroom and to be on the witness stand because they have information that is going to help defend you against the accusations leveled against you. And then finally, the seventh is that you have the right to assistance of counsel. That's a right to a qualified attorney at the state's expense if you as a defendant cannot afford to hire an attorney in your own defense. So you see all these rights enshrined enshrined here in the Sixth Amendment are to protect you when you are actually brought into the courtroom and you are on trial and you are in danger of your life, your liberty, or your property. All these things are designed to protect you. The Seventh Amendment deals, and so those are criminal defendants. The Seventh Amendment actually deals with civil cases, that you're not being charged with having committed a criminal offense, but rather somebody is suing you usually in a civil case. And here you have a guaranteed right to trial by jury in cases involving common law cases involving more than $20. That $20 was set by our founders in 1787 and hasn't been changed or altered since that. So any civil case that involves more than $20, you have a right to a trial by jury so that the jury can weigh the evidence and make its determination as to who is culpable and what fine or so forth might be imposed and so on. You have a right to trial by jury because they know, again, that a judge is corruptible. You're not to trust your life, your liberty, or property into the hands of a potentially corruptible judge. You're much safer having a cross-section of your community, a jury of your peers, judging and weighing the evidence and making a determination for or against you in a criminal trial or in a civil trial. And in a sense, you could say, well, then what's the point of having a judge in the courtroom? Most people think, well, the judge is the one that makes the decisions. No, the judge is, in a sense, an umpire who there in the courtroom is seeing to the prosecutor as well as the defense attorney and the witnesses that everybody abides by the rules of how the court is to be conducted, and everybody abides by the law, including that the jurors understand the law that the defendant is being charged with having violated. So in a sense, the judge is not what most people conceive of him to be. He's really more of the umpire to see that the rules are followed in the courtroom.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney for a final section of this program. Good morning.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, pick the story up.
Well, the Seventh Amendment continues that no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of common law. In other words, the judge cannot substitute his opinion for that of the jury. If the jury comes back and says, hey, this person is innocent, well, then the judge can't overturn that verdict and say, no, that's not reasonable, I can't accept that, or whatever. The judge is to be in submission to the juror. And this is another thing that juries are never told, that actually they're the most important and powerful person in that courtroom. Everything that a juror experiences in his jury training and preparation to serve as a juror tries to communicate to him the exact opposite. Oh, you're just here, you know, we're going to push you around, we're going to tell you what to do, and you do what we tell you to do when you tell we tell you to. The whole system is designed to convey to the juror that he's the least important person there, when the actual fact of the matter, in our form of law, in our courtrooms, he is the most important person. Because, again, our founders did not want to entrust your life, your liberty, or your property to the hands of someone who potentially could be easily corrupted. After all, a judge is an employee of who? He's an employee of the government. And he may experience advancement in the ranks if he, you know, has friendly relations with particular lawyers or connections politically. All those things may influence what a judge does. But
well,
the juror has nothing to gain.
I can remember so well the Waco trial against the Branch Davidians, and talking to the chairman of the jury, who felt that the wrong people were on trial. It should have been the federal officials who attacked this compound and began shooting and killing people before the Davidians actually started to defend themselves. And Sarah Bain told me the wrong people were on trial, but the judge insisted they had to come up with some sort of indictment against the people, a minor one. They thought the people would be let out, you know, for time served. And instead, the judge, acting on the behest of the federal government, that could not admit that this whole thing was a spectacular, and specifically that sending special forces troops to kill the women and children, because that's what they did. The judge then sent those people to prison for 40 years for a crime that was instigated by the federal government. And the judge ordered the jury to come up. And that's why we need people on juries who won't listen to the judges, who will do what's right. And when the judge says you have to come up with at least something, some minor thing, if they had to have committed some crime, you tell the judge no. You people have to have the courage to speak out, because believe me, judges are susceptible to political pressure. And if we don't have courageous people, then we cannot have a free people.
And that's why I encourage everybody who I'm able to communicate with that they ought to look forward to serving on juries, because if they serve on a jury, they have the right to overturn injustice in our land. And most people know, oh, good grief, you go into the courtroom today and you're not likely to see justice. You're likely to lose your shirt, and you're likely to be robbed of your life, your liberty, or maybe your property as well. So the jury has the power in the courtroom there to protect your life, your liberty, and your property, and you ought to eagerly desire to serve in that role to protect your fellow citizen from tyrannical government abuse of our Constitution and abuse of powers. And so this is, again, the design, both the Sixth dealing with criminal defendants, the Seventh dealing with civil cases. The jury is extremely important and extremely powerful, and should not bow down and kowtow to anybody in the courtroom, including the judge, although the judge will do everything in his power to make it appear that he's the one that is to be obeyed, and that they, as jurors, just do what he tells them to do. Well, the Eighth Amendment deals with if you are, you know, convicted, that is, the trial goes against you and you're said that you're guilty. Well, several things enter into here in criminal punishment. First deals with no excessive bail. That is because a defendant is presumed innocent in our system of justice. He's not presumed to be guilty before he's gone to trial. Therefore, his right to be free until he faces trial, as long as he poses no danger to public safety or is likely to flee from the trial. So the determination of what would be excessive bail hinges on this. Is the defendant likely to flee before a trial is held? And the bail should be no more than is necessary to ensure the defendant will appear in the court when that trial is held. Of course, that depends on circumstances, the nature of the offense, what the defendant's record is, what the defendant's ties to the community are. All those are factors that would weigh in the decision about what would constitute excessive bail. I think of a case here in Baltimore that was just outrageous, where a fellow was he had a store of gunpowder because he was loading his own shells with gunpowder, and a perfectly legitimate function. Actually, I believe he was selling some and so forth, but the BATF raided his home, and the crime that he was charged with was a misdemeanor. This was no felony for having the amount of gunpowder he had in his home. That was a misdemeanor. And they made this big to-do about it, and they held him on $1 million bail. Here's a fine, upstanding citizen who'd never been arrested before in his entire life, charged with a crime that was a misdemeanor, not a felony, not the higher category, and he was held on $1 million bail. Obviously, this is an abuse of the power of government, and that's the abuse our founders desired to protect us against. Again, we need to understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is designed to protect us from tyrannical government, from the abuse of powers that we are granting to judges and executive and legislator. So no excessive bail and no excessive fines. And, of course, an excessive fine would be defined as that which is unreasonable considering the nature of the offense. Well, if somebody made a mistake and they had too much gunpowder in their home, and they're going to be, you know, stripped of their life savings and stripped of their home. These are unreasonable things that are often taking place in our land today, particularly if any charge is leveled against someone related to drugs. You know, all they have to do is accuse you of having some dealing in drugs without any necessary evidence that that's the case, and they can strip you of all your property and all your cars and anything they want to, and just say, oh, well, it doesn't matter that the trial hasn't been held. We're just going to do this.
We're out of time, David. God bless us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Tang. God bless you and your work.
Bye-bye.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
Well, I'm the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do it. We do 5 hours a day, and and be on radio stations all across America. But we need your help to do it. We can't do it on our own, and we relied on our listeners since we started. So far, we've, pretty well been able to cover most of the expenses, although we've had to finance much of it ourselves. But we believe it's important to have a voice in times like these. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just talk to Mary there, and she'll tell you what you can do to help us. Now, if you'd like a free catalog or a free newsletter, well, we'd be glad to send you one. Our January newsletter deals with the suppression of effective treatments for cancer 50 years ago. And, of course, there are treatments for cancer that have been actively suppressed here in the United States, and people find that difficult to believe. But why should you find it difficult to believe? After all, if they'd send our boys overseas to fight in war after war after war after war for no purpose at all, because none of these have been worthwhile wars, and believe me, even during the Second World War, why, our great corporations were trading with Adolf Hitler, the major producer of his cars and tanks and trucks were General Motors and Ford Motor Company, all during the war, operating in France and even within Germany itself. And believe me, when the bombing raids came, they never hit the American factories, only the German factories. Understand that the Second World War and most what you think you know about it just isn't true. That's why you need to see my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, it's available on video. We're going to have it on DVD if we have anybody asking for it. And then, of course, the syllabus that goes with that that has so much documentation that you will never see elsewhere, and many original documents that have been suppressed for decades. So that's Iraq, the Untold Story. And you'll find out that all during the years leading up to the Second World War, Adolf Hitler was financed. The German war machine was financed by American corporations. And Adolf Hitler was encouraged by a group called the Cliveden Set in England, which is part of Cecil Rhodes' secret society. Admittedly, Adolf Hitler was a corrupt, evil man who was part of this world occult movement. But then so were the people who led both the United States and Great Britain. Because behind everything going on are the spiritual forces moving us towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. You need to get my video and or book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you need to get our new talk. It's called Forbidden Secret. That's Forbidden Secret, and there really is a secret that has been passed down through the ages since the beginning of recorded time. I just watched it last night. It's available now, and we'll make them up. We have the videos. We just need, of course, to get the cover made, but you can order it. Forbidden Secret, a must for anybody who wants to understand what's going on and wants to understand this new video that's come out called The Secret. I had never seen what this video is. Three million books will soon be in print on this, over a million DVDs, and of course it talks about the law of attraction. In fact, I was asked about that when I gave the talk. I didn't know it. And yet, of course, this talk is the answer to this promise that's being made to people all across America who are being drawn into the occult, into the worship of the other god. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to listen to our programs. You can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. on the internet or archived or MP3. You need to tell other people, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of losing this country. We're on the verge of World War III. We're on the verge of the collapse of our economy. We're on the verge of chaos and crisis in America. And what are you going to do? What are you going to say when it happens? And you were just too busy to be involved. You can tell other people. You can educate other people. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. get the books, videos, audio tapes. You, anything we have produced, you have my permission to reproduce yourself. Get them out. Get other people listening.
Sound. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970.